This podcast is brought to you by fin24.com.
G'day, my name is André Jansen van Vieren, and this is Metal Heads. It's been a while since we had a recording, but again, welcome to our podcast, and we hope you enjoy this one. Now, the case over the rights for Session Mine doesn't seem to be resolved anytime soon. In fact, on Monday, the North Gauteng High Court, the court granted ArcelorMittal the right to be a joinder in with Kumba in the case over a 21.4% right in Session, which basically lifted the level of complication in an already complicated case just a little bit higher. Now, joining us to discuss this latest turn of events is Peter Leon of law firm Weber Wenzel. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, André.
Peter, one need to keep one's wits about you to know, make sense of this case as a different parties square up to one another.
Yeah, I think that the court did the right thing in this case because I think it was in the interests of justice and fairness that ArcelorMittal were admitted as a party to the case. Kumba, which is obviously a keen protagonist of the proceedings, did not oppose their admission, but it was opposed by Imperial Crown Trading and the government legal team. But in any event, the judge decided that they should be admitted as a party. Obviously, the one question is whether or not this will delay the judicial review, which has been set down for the 15th of August. I'm not sure what impact it's going to have on it, because clearly ArcelorMittal is going to have to file its papers and the other parties are going to have to respond.
Peter, can you just quickly set out Mittal's arguments in what they've submitted to court?
Well, they really argued that it was in the interests of you know, procedural fairness and justice that they should be admitted, that they had a material interest in the outcome of the case, and there was a lot of argument around that. But I mean, I think to my mind, the most interesting thing they raised, and certainly I wasn't aware of it before, was essentially set out their argument in the arbitration, which, as you know, will only be heard next year. And the arbitration is really over the supply agreement with Kumba, the cost plus 3% agreement, which Kumba terminated last year. And obviously that's now running on an interim basis. But in summarizing that argument, which was relevant to the argument to be admitted as a party, ArcelorMittal effectively said that from a legal perspective, and this is the interesting part, when Kumba converted its share of the Sishen mine right, the 78%, which took effect in 2008, it as a matter of law, they argued, this is ArcelorMittal, it converted 100%. And the reason for that, the ArcelorMittal argument goes, is that you can't convert, under the Mineral Petroleum Resources Development Act, a fraction of a right. So if you convert part of a right by operation of law, they argue, you convert the whole right. So where that comes out is that they are now taking what seems to me a different position from the one they took last year. And they're really saying Kumba, in effect, has 100% of the old order right, but as a sort of logical corollary of that, if it has 100% of the old order right, there's now no need to have Imperial Crown Trading involved in the matter at all. And I would have thought, as a matter of inference, ArcelorMittal's acquisition of Imperial Crown Trading will now not proceed. But the other interesting thing, and obviously this is ArcelorMittal talking to its own book, is that from their perspective, if in fact 100% of the right was converted and not 78%, then Kumba had no right, ArcelorMittal argues, to terminate the supply agreement. So, I mean, I think it's a very interesting legal argument. Question is whether or not it's right or wrong will ultimately only be decided by the judge. I mean, certainly, this is a very grey area as a matter of law, because although the Mineral Petroleum Resources Development Act does not allow one to split rights, and you can't do so anymore, you could, under the old Minerals Act of 1991 and the common law, which has been repealed by this new act. What the new act, the MPRDA, doesn't address is what happens when you convert an old order right, which is split. It doesn't deal with that issue at all. And ultimately, this is going to have to be decided by the court. But, you know, my take on all of this is that a complicated case has become even more complex, Andre.
Peter, let's just assume for a moment that the court buys AMSA's argument. Would you say that it will have other consequences then also for the rest of the mining industry?
I don't know that I can say that because, you know, this is quite a unique case. I mean, there certainly are historical cases of rights being split, but I don't know any single case that has become so contested as this one. So I'm not sure that it would. I don't know that it's going to be. It's an important decision. I mean, it's a very important issue commercially for all the parties and indeed for the country. But I'm not sure that it's going to have repercussions as a sort of legal precedent.
Peter, and just finally to close this off, what would be the procedures, the legal procedures from here on? What needs to happen now?
Well, what needs to happen now, and I, you know, obviously I'm not privy to it, is there has to be an arrangement between ArcelorMittal's legal team and the other legal teams as to when it's going to have to file its papers. Because don't forget, it's just been admitted now as a party. And this judicial review, Andre, has been going on since May last year when Kumba filed its judicial review proceedings against the Department of Mineral Resources over the prospecting right of the DMR had granted ICT. Now this party, ArcelorMittal, is only coming into the case in June 2011. The matter has been set down for August 2011. I don't know. I guess there's an arrangement, or will be an arrangement. They will have to file affidavits, and the other parties are going to have to respond to that. And the matter is due to be heard in August. So it's a very, very tight time limit. I don't know whether this is not going to have an impact on the August date. I would have thought it probably would. Because obviously everybody involved in the case needs to be given an opportunity to file all the relevant papers and briefs. And then, you know, once that's done, the parties also need to file heads of argument. So I think there is a chance that this will push out the hearing date in August. But it certainly makes the case much more interesting. And, you know, I think the outcome of the judicial review will now have a bearing on the arbitration. Although there are separate issues, because obviously the one is a private commercial dispute between Kumba and ArcelorMittal. The other one is a dispute really in the public law arena. But I think the outcome of the one is definitely going to influence the other.
Peter, thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're welcome.
That was Peter Leon from law firm Weber Wenzel. Thank you for joining us. Until next week.